You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Today we have Mr. Dick J coming through to talk about his new track with the Peacekeepers. It's called In My Arms. Good morning to you, Dick. How are you? Oh, sorry.
There we go.
Yeah, I'm great. Sorry to put you on the air now. We're all good.
All right. Yeah, good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Of course. You're currently in Tamaki. How's Tamaki been treating you the past wee while?
It's good. Yeah. Very busy with lots of projects. But yeah, we've had a great summer here, and good run of gigs through summer, and a little bit quieter at the moment. But I'm just busy in the studio, complaints.
Awesome. Would you say that Tamaki is sort of the electronica capital of Aotearoa?
I don't know if you call it the capital, really. I mean, I guess there's probably the most events and the most clubs here, but I don't know. Wherever I go, there seems to be some great things happening, great music being made, and great events. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm.
I think Dunedin's probably definitely the D&B capital. It's pretty popular down here, but
Dunedin, right? Yeah. Has been. I mean, I moved to New Zealand from the UK in 2001, I think it was, and just drum and bass it's been huge ever since I can remember. I mean, just New Zealand generally, it's massive, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Like nowhere else on the planet.
Yeah, the saturation levels.
I mean, it really is. It's just so huge here. I don't know what it is, but...
Yeah, it's all-encompassing, eh? Yeah. Now, your name is Dick Johnson, which is it's an incredible name. Have you heard it all?
I've heard it all. Like, come on, seriously. I'm 50 years old. I have heard it all.
It's fantastic. Do you know what your parents were thinking when they gave you that name? High school as difficult as possible?
It was tricky. I mean, my grandfather was called Richard. Mm-hmm. His nickname was Dick, which is short for Richard. Mm-hmm. And he passed away pretty much as I was born. And, you know, thanks to him, I inherited that name. Mm. So, and it was the 70s, you know, my parents, it wasn't, it had a different meaning back then. So, but it's all good, you know, people don't forget it.
No, they don't. It reminds me of, there was a principal or like a teacher at a high school in my hometown of Cargill whose name was Richard Head. That was the name.
Right, wow. I mean, yeah, that's great. That's great.
Oh, it's brilliant. Speaking of great things, you are on George FM. You have a residency there, correct?
Yeah, I do. I do just an hour on Saturday mornings now. I mean, I did Friday afternoons 2 to 4 for 20 years.
Wow.
I was there from more or less from the beginning of George FM. And... and then I just got super busy with my studio work, and it was just too much to do the Friday afternoon thing. So I just do like an hour on Saturday mornings now, which is still great.
Nice. Yeah, how's that been treating you?
It's good. Yeah, I mean, I predominantly play house music, so it's a very small part of what George FM is now. I mean, obviously MediaWorks bought George FM a few years back, and it's definitely become slightly more commercial. Bass music is huge on George, you know, just the demographic. A lot of young tradies listening, and it was just great. And, you know, they love the drum and bass. Mm-hmm. So drum and bass is a big part of George now, so I don't play any drum and bass. So they just slot me in early on a Saturday morning with a bit of deep house music, which is fine by me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, it's great.
Now, between that, DJing a lot, and being the music director of Synthony, you know, do you have much spare time at all?
Not a lot, no. I mean, Synthony, came about... or 3 or 4 years ago now, and it really has turned into quite a monster. So I'm the music director for that, so I curate and build and produce all the shows, and produce all the music, choose the music, it's just going off for Symphony, really. They're just about to do the first European and American tour, and got gigs in the States and Canada. 10 plus shows in Europe, so
wow.
Yeah, it's great. I love it. And it's a real challenge, you know, obviously working with orchestras, and it's a lot more involved than just making a simple dance track. So
yeah. No, that's super awesome, though.
Yeah, So yeah, this whole project now, this single that we're going to be talking about is a project that I was supposed to start in through lockdown, actually. I got funding from New Zealand Air to do it, and it was kind of a celebration of 20 years since I moved to New Zealand from the UK, and just collaborating with lots of people that I'd worked with over the years, and some unreleased bits and pieces, and just some bucket list people that I wanted to work with. So I had to put it on hold, really, once I started that job, and now I'm just getting around to finishing and releasing some of the tracks. So, awesome. Yeah, I'm excited about that.
So with the project that this track is from, you know, were you making all the tracks during COVID? Was COVID quite a busy music-making period?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. So, yeah, I did. I wrote a lot of the backing tracks, certainly, in COVID. I mean, there wasn't much else to do, really.
Yeah.
So it was great. It was quite an inspiring time, really. Certainly the start of it. It got a little bit stressful because we had a couple of kids and tearing around the house for 6 months. Got a little bit annoying.
Yeah, I imagine.
For a while. But, it was quite an inspiring time. So, yeah, I wrote a lot of music, and obviously there was a lot of singers who were just sat in the houses with not much to do, so it was great to do some collaborations around that time. And yeah, I just haven't had time to finish them, so I've had a lot of half finished tracks sat around for a long time, and I just thought, right, come on, get these tracks finished.
Well, speaking of collaborations, on here you've recruited the one and only the Peacekeepers, which is a side project of members from Shapeshifter, Sambora and P-Diggs. Have they been long time friends of yours?
Yeah, I mean, certainly, yeah, for since I moved here, really, I've known those guys, and P-Diggs especially, and I love his voice, and I don't think I've ever heard him on anything other than sort of either like dub or drum and bass tracks. So yeah, the whole thing with this project as well is to sort of take people and put them into a different sort of genre as well, get singers doing something different. So it was great to get him on like a house techno track, and I had this kind of idea in the back of my head where I just wanted to like have a sort of fairly minimal techno beat with this kind of Bobby Womack soulful kind of voice over the top, and I told him this inspiration, and yeah, he just totally nailed it. And Sambora, obviously amazing producer, helped with the mix and threw some synth lines and stuff at it as well. So yeah, it was great collaboration, and it came about really quickly, and it took a long time to finish, but the initial ideas were done very quickly, so yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. The visualizer for this track that you can find on YouTube consists of some really like bright psychedelic-y tie-dye looking fluids made by the one and only Kit Lawrence. Do you know how he managed to make that? Because they're stunning visuals.
They are, right? Yeah. I know, it's like I kind of wanted it to sort of have a bit of a 90s rave feel about it, and that kind of lava lamp sort of feel mixed in with some some old sort of rave footage as well. I don't know how he did it, no, but he's been a friend of mine from the UK who's based here now, and he's a producer and a musician himself, so he totally got it. He sort of came through that whole early sort of rave era. And nailed the brief. And I wanted something that, stood out, but also that I could use for gigs as well, on big LED screens. And, it's pretty intense kind of footage. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to, having that at some gigs.
For sure. I mean, you mentioned that the visuals were reminiscent of 90s rave culture and aesthetics. And the 90s is when you started DJing. And there's been a few really awesome hardcore and kind of garage tracks come out in recent memory. I'm thinking of, Baby Zionov and Vince Staden and Boom and some of Karu's stuff. Do you think that we are kind of about to approach a 90s nostalgia cycle with our EDM at the moment?
Oh, it's been here for a couple of years, I think. Yeah, I mean, it's huge, like over in Europe, certainly on the house side of things. But yeah, totally, like the UKG thing just totally harks back to that sort of early speed garage sound, which kind of artists like Armin van Helden kind of were the instigators of, really. Totally. Mm-hmm. We are fully in that 90s zone.
I'm very glad. I want to see someone kind of make some real weird, like, prog electronic stuff, like Underworld, because Underworld are probably my favorite electronic group from the 90s. I think that would be awesome.
Yeah. I think, like, Fred again sort of touches on some of that stuff in his live shows. You know, I think he's definitely really inspired by Underworld and Chemical Brothers and stuff. And, yeah, there has been a few tracks that, yeah, has got that kind of Born Slippy... Mm. sort of analog synth thing going on that Underworld was so good at. But yeah, I think it'll all just keep coming round and round. There's so much great music in the 90s, so
it was when it really hit its stride, you know. Now your upcoming album features not only the Peacekeepers, but also the likes of Juju Lips and Anna Connington. This is a real smorgasbord of talent here. How did you choose a lot of the collaborators for this thing?
The people I've worked with over the years. And also just the people that would suit the tracks and kind of getting people to do things that they wouldn't normally do.
Yes. I'd be saying that. So with Juju Lips, is she rapping here or is she singing?
Yeah, her track's awesome. Yeah. So hopefully we get that finished. It's only kind of half done at the moment, but it's great. Real kind of quirky lyrics on that one as well. So,
I can imagine so.
but there's all sorts. Like Kings, I've done a track with him, Luana, Jeremy Redmore, I don't know if you remember him from Midnight Youth. They were quite a big Kiwi band in the early sort of mid-2000s. Mm-hmm. So I've done this sort of really beautiful track with him. Musicians as well, Lewis McCallum, great sax player. Uh-huh. So, yeah. And a few unreleased things from people that I've been working with over the years. I don't know if you know Swanee, who was a legendary house DJ in New Zealand through the 90s and early 2000s. He passed away a few years ago, unfortunately, and we used to do a lot of stuff together. Mm-hmm. And I've got some kind of unreleased material that we worked on, so I'm going to finish one of those tracks and as a bit of a tribute to him as well.
That's beautiful.
So some really, really cool stuff.
Mm, sure. And can you reveal kind of the... I don't know, a month or two of when we can expect this thing to drop? You know, you did mention that Juju Lips track was half done, so I imagine it might be in the latter half of the year.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. I mean, the plan was never to sort of just like... I didn't want to finish an album and then just release it. I want it to be an ongoing project, so I don't think there's... I don't think people really want, like, you know, a full-length... album these days of certainly electronic dance music, so I kind of wanted it just to organically build, and I just keep releasing singles, and then maybe towards the end of the year this will become an album. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's 10 tracks or 20 tracks, I just want to be able to just release lots of music, and then it'll eventually become this big playlist album of tracks that will all work together. Mm-hmm. and you know, have a theme, but yeah, I just didn't want to be tied to sort of just doing 10 tracks and releasing an album like that. So the plan is to release something probably every month or every 6 weeks.
And game just the algorithm a little bit?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then, yeah, it'll just become this album and sit there on Spotify and, you know, mm-hmm. get streamed by 50 people.
hopefully 51. Are you going to be visiting Te Waipounamu at all this year?
I hope so.
Everyone says they hope. No one says I will. No one commits these days.
where's the best place to play? I mean, I used to come down there a lot. Mm. You know,
Christchurch is pretty poppin. Dunedin, there's a couple clubs here like Catacombs or Suburbia. But there's also bigger venues like Eric's, which is would be pretty awesome to see something of your capabilities there, I reckon.
Yeah, I mean, I've got so many fond memories of Dunedin, playing at Bath Street, back in the day till sort of 8 o'clock in the morning, doing like 8 hour long DJ sets, and yeah, it was amazing down there. But yeah, I don't come down there enough, and I'd love to come down there more. And Christchurch, we did Electric Avenue, that was amazing. So yeah, I will be coming back, definitely.
I'll hold you to it, Dick. Thank you very much for joining me and talking about this new track, In My Arms. I really appreciate your time, and cool. I wish you all the best for the rest of your 2025.
Awesome, thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, folks, that was Dick Johnson. Incredible name. We're talking about his latest record, In My Arms. It's a new track featuring the Peacekeepers. You're listening to the Add Your Breakfast program on The One. We will be having a chat with Mal Parsons at 10 a.m., which is going to be very, very fun. And in between now and then, I guess I'll see who I can wrangle from the station for a chat. But here is Dick Johnson and the Peacekeepers with In My Arms. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.